The gentleman who had that comment say about Barbara Bush, he is a very ignorant man, and I think the worst thing we could do is keep repeating his ignorance on the radio. And you know what? The best obituary anybody gets is the first moment they die. When I heard Barbara Bush passed away, I said, "Well, that's a shame. She was a nice lady.
She really was.
You can write everything. You can write everything you want to, but the initial feeling of a person is the true obituary."
Yeah, no, she was a wonderful woman.
Go ahead, Tina.
Hello. I just want to comment that when we look at someone, we might not know what their contribution to the universe is. I had a derelict alcoholic brother who died at the age of 55. Mm. But about 3 years before he died, he donated his body to medical research. Mm. So I do know that it went to the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, and we don't know what contribution may have been known from that. His life and death.
Andy, go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I liked on the little blurb where you said he couldn't be a teacher because he doesn't have any class.
Right.
But that makes me think that that professor out in Fresno shouldn't be a teacher either.
Maybe not. Hold on. By the way, you're right. Hey. People don't know who that professor is.
I'm stopped.
People don't know who that professor is. So hold on, man.
Rhonda Jahar.
Hold on. Calm down.
I am.
We're trying to explain to people. A professor made derogatory comments, disgusting comments about Barbara Bush. She shouldn't be. She should be suspended today, and whatever process they go through, they should go through, and she should be fired. You're absolutely right. This guy, though,
and he's no better.
Scumbag.
He is as disgusting, as big a pig as she is.
Right.
No better. Absolutely. Right. And I don't care if he was the president's friend. And I support the president, all right? The president should distance himself. And on that note, he was correct in saying, "I will not go to her thing. I'll send my wife."